Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back in. Zach Gelb in for A-Law After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. All attention is on the Seattle Seahawks and Russell Wilson as they're trying to hammer out a contract extension. His contract does expire at the end of this upcoming football season. Ian Rappaport said there is reason for optimism as both sides are grinding away. And then on Monday, we found out in the Football Morning in America article by Peter King that there was a deadline to sign a long-term deal, and it was coined as a now-or-never deadline for an extension to happen. So we're approaching midnight. We'll see what happens. Maybe we'll get some clarity on this situation in the next few hours, or maybe we'll have to wait to later on Tuesday. Let's head out to the hotline right now, though, and welcome in someone that's very plugged into the Seahawks organization and knows a thing or two about the quarterback position, and that's the Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback in Warren Moon, who's kind enough to give us a few minutes on CBS Sports Radio. Warren, it's Zach Gelb in New York City. Thank you for the time, as always, and how are you?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. A lot of stuff going on. You can tell football season's close.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, there's really no offseason in football when it comes to the radio world. It's a 365-day sport. With this Russell Wilson situation, hey, I'm never surprised with contract situations, and if they do get ugly, I wouldn't have expected with the way that Russell carries himself to this to play out too publicly, but here we are. What's your feel? Give me a little bit of the pulse of your interpretation of the situation right now.
Well, it just seems like Russell wants to get a deal done now before he gets into the thick of concentrating on football with the OTAs approaching and also mini camps coming up and then training camp after that. I think it's just something he doesn't want to have to deal with during any type of football time. But this is a very complex contract that you're talking about, because not only do they want a huge sum of money, somewhere up in the $30 to $35 million range a year range, but they also want significant guarantees, and that's something that the Seahawks have just not been able or wanting to do as far as their philosophy is concerned. So they would really be going against the norms if they were to allow those type of guarantees to Russell Wilson, because it would set a precedent for the rest of their ball club. So I'm sure that's something that they're hesitant to do, and I'm sure that's the biggest holdup into this contract.
And you also hear some of the stuff in the Peter King article, how they would adjust future years of the deal based on how high the salary cap goes. We all know Russell Wilson's a franchise quarterback. He's a Super Bowl champion, heck of a person, heck of a player. You don't need to be the best quarterback in the league to be the highest paid quarterback, but would you be willing to maybe give him a deal where he's getting $32-33 million a year?
Well, I think he deserves that, because he's right up there with the top quarterbacks in the league. I'm sure he's at least a top five quarterback. But I think what he's concerned about is the last deal that he signed put him right up there behind Aaron Rodgers. But within a couple of months, he was already back down to number 10 just because of the way that the quarterback market goes. And I think he wants to have a contract that kind of keeps him in line with the changing climate for the finances of the NFL, because they got a new CBA they're getting ready to negotiate. There's a lot more revenue coming into that CBA, and I think he just wants to stay in line with what those top quarterback contracts are going to go to here in the next 2 or 3 years. So I understand his side of it, but I also understand the Seahawks side of it as well, because they feel like they're not that far away from a Super Bowl, and they just need a few more pieces. And in order to get those pieces, you have to have salary cap room to do that. And when you pay one player that amount of money, it makes it hard for you to go out and get those type of players you need to get the job done.
And they could franchise tag him for the next two seasons with him being a free agent next year, and then they could even do it a third time. And I was reading on Pro Football Talk that if they did it the third time, it would be $52.4 million a year. And we've seen the way the franchise tag situations played out with the Steelers and Le'Veon Bell from a year ago. Are you buying the deadline, though, right now? Because I know he set it as midnight, but what happens in a week or a month or even next year they meet a price? So do you think this is a now or never type of situation like it's being put out there?
Well, I hope not, and I think it's kind of unusual to have a deadline this early because there's so much more time to go before you actually get into some real serious football. Because right now, all they're doing is reporting, and they're just training and maybe having some meetings. They're not even going out on the field for another couple of weeks. So it's not like you're really focused into some hardcore football right now. And then you also have the time after mini camps are over. You've got about a month to a month and a half before training camp starts, where you could still do some negotiating in there to get the deal done. And I think on his last deal, that's when they finally got it done. Between that time of mini camp and training camp, they got a deal done right before training camp started. So I'm really not sure why this hard deadline so early is. I'm sure they have good reason for it, but it seems to me if I was doing this, I'd want to wait a little bit longer just to see where the salary cap is going and where all this new revenue is coming into the league.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Warren Moon here with us, Zach Gelbin, for A-Law After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. We hear some talks about a possible trade rumor, going back to the Giants, and his wife Sierra wants to come to New York. You see Tyrann Mathieu saying he wants to go to New York as well. Jack Del Rio chimed in on the situation. What do you think it's going to take for the Seahawks maybe to say, yeah, even though we have the franchise tag, if we don't give him a deal, yeah, we're going to go trade him?
Yeah, it seems like everybody's kind of pitching into this conversation, just like I'm talking about it tonight. But who really knows unless you're right inside of it? And I just don't see the Seahawks wanting to trade Russell Wilson away because of what he has meant to this franchise, what he still has the ability to do, and his age. He's only about 30 years old. He's right in the prime of his career. So if you trade somebody like him, who do you go after and get? And it's not like this is a really strong quarterback year. Maybe next year would be a stronger quarterback year, but I don't think this year's quarterback draft is that high. So I don't think they'd be trading him right now.
And that's like an interesting point that you bring up, because we've seen this organization make many changes in the last year or two, and they were able to have a lot of success last year and get to the playoffs when people thought they were maybe going to be picking in the top 10 of the draft. They made so many changes defensively, but for me to make a change at the quarterback spot with how good and respected Russell Wilson is, it makes no sense. I feel like eventually they have to get a deal done, right?
I think so, or either they're just going to have to take more time, one of the two, because like you said, Russell has been a good soldier for this organization since he's been here. He's been a big play quarterback. He's statistically one of the best to ever play the game for the period of time that he's been playing, and they've had a lot of success with the team. So why would you want to trade a guy like that in the prime of his career when you've got a young football team right now that has a chance to maybe go back to another Super Bowl and win it? So you want to keep that piece in place, but I'm sure he has his reasons for why he wants his deal done now, or maybe there's another reason. Maybe he wants to get out of here. Who knows? Maybe that's the reason why he's put this hard deadline. It gives him an out just in case he does leave. He put the deadline out there and says they didn't meet it, so I don't want to play here anymore. So that could be a reason as well.
It seems you're pretty confident with the direction the Seahawks are moving in. Why do you think that they're closer than maybe what some people think on getting back to a Super Bowl?
Well, I just like what they did last year. They got back to what Seahawk football was all about. They got back to running the football. They were one of the top running teams in the league. Whenever you can run the football, whenever you have a quarterback that's going to take care of the football like Russell can, he had 35 touchdown passes last year, which is right up there at the tops of the league. And then if you can play great defense, which the Seahawks have always done around here, and that's what they're getting back to, and that's what they've established, a lot of young, good football players on that defensive side of the ball. That formula, I think, can get you back to another Super Bowl. So that's why I feel so confident about it, because they've done it two times before here in the last 5 years, and I think they feel like they can do it again with a couple of more pieces.
I have a lot of respect for what Pete Carroll's been able to do with this football team over the years. We know Belichick's the best coach in the league. Where do you put Carroll in the rankings if you had to rank the head coaches?
He's got to be right up there in the top five just because of what he's been able to do in the 10 years he's been here. He's been to the playoffs probably 8 of those 10 years and been to 2 Super Bowls, won one of them, and he's done it with a lot of young players. So I think he's probably one of the top 5 best coaches in this league, if not one of the top 3 best.
Let me get to some of the quarterbacks in the draft. Let's start right at the top. A lot of rumors that Kyler Murray is going to go number one. I don't love that, and nothing against Kyler, but You drafted Josh Rosen a year ago. You didn't really have a lot of talent around him. I know they fired the coach. They have a new coach coming in. You have the Kingsbury and Murray connection. What's your feel on what happens with the number one overall pick with the Arizona Cardinals?
Yeah, I just don't understand it as well. When you draft, you trade up to draft a guy last year in Josh Rosen, who, and he didn't play terrible for the type of football team that he had around him. Bad offensive line, not a lot of good weapons on the outside. It's amazing that he's still alive after the beating that he took last year. But for this this offense that Kingsbury is bringing in, it's never been an offense where you needed a quarterback that had to be that mobile. Most of those guys who threw the ball in this air raid offense, they just needed to know how to read the offense and be able to throw the football, and that's one thing that he can do. I'm sure Kyler Murray gives you another dimension because he can move around, but that's not the way this offense was built. So I don't see why Rosen can't be the guy to run this offense for him and use that pick on something that they really need, like some defensive players.
I know you didn't love the quarterbacks this year in the draft. Murray, Haskins, Locke, Jones, Greer, some of the names. Who's the one that you like the most?
Well, out of the four, probably Dwayne Haskins, only because he has the prototypical size that you're looking for. He moves around, I think, a little bit better than most people think he can. And he ran a pretty complex offense at Ohio State and was very, very productive in that offense against top-caliber competition. So, you know, Murray, I love everything about him except for his size, and I think his size will be more of a hindrance in the NFL than it was in college just because of the type of players that you're playing with. I watch Russell Wilson on a weekly basis, and at 5'10 and a half, he has a lot of problems seeing people at his height. So I know Kyler is going to have some of those same problems, but because he can move around, he'll be able to make some plays, but it's also going to work to his detriment at times.
I'll ask you about two future Hall of Famers, Big Ben and Aaron Rodgers. There's been a lot of noise in the last year, especially in this offseason. Rodgers, with the article that came out with his relationship with Mike McCarthy, people calling him a bad teammate. Ben Roethlisberger, you had the whole situation with AB and Le'Veon Bell, and other teammates are chiming in. This has been one eventful offseason, to say the least, Warren Moon, with Big Ben and Aaron Rodgers, because it seems like there's some new drama every day with former teammates talking.
Yeah, it really is, and it's too bad. And I think that a lot of that has to do with what social media has brought to the table over the last 5-7 years. Guys have a voice now that they can talk behind and say a lot of things that they probably wouldn't normally say in an interview with a camera in their face. They can say it, you know, into their telephone or into their Twitter accounts and get away with it. But somehow these two players are going to have to get back to leading their football teams and gather their football teams together when they all get together and try and have a hash out of all the different problems that maybe anybody has with either one of them, and just have a team meeting and talk about things and just try and get it all out in the air. And I think that's what they both need to do as they come into their training camps and when they come into their mini camps or their OTAs, and get all that stuff figured out so they can start this season over fresh. Because like you said, there's a lot of talk out there about both of these guys. They're both top-flight quarterbacks. They're both Super Bowl champions, and they both have a chance to maybe win one again, but they've got to have those other 52 guys on board with them.
Last one for Warren Moon. Got about a minute left. I'll ask you about the Jets and the Browns. A lot of excitement with Baker Mayfield. They get Odell Beckham in the offseason. And then with the Jets, Sam Darnold, another young quarterback that is making some noise as well. What do you see for the future of the Jets and the Browns?
Well, I think they both did some great things to bolster their football teams roster-wise, especially on paper. Now it's going to be a matter of how quickly they come together as a football team during the offseason. That's where you come together and really make strides as you create that camaraderie and you create that chemistry that you need on the offensive side of the ball, bringing in, you know, Beckham and other receivers, and then also on the defensive side, creating that cohesion on that side as well. So these next 3 months are going to be very, very important for both of these football teams as to how quickly they come together, because whenever you bring a lot of new faces in, even though it might be better talent, you want to make sure it all meshes together before you get back into the regular season.
Warren, good to catch up with you. We thank you for the insight. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot. Great talking to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.